let me introduce you to a character, a minor character in this story, who appears later in another minor role. General John Campbell. Now, he was obviously the leader of the Campbells, the Campbell Regiment. Now, when some of the Highlanders had been rounded up, they were put in a pen. There was about a dozen of them. And there was one there, known as Fierce John. And he'd lost his right hand. He was cut off at the wrist in the battle. And so in this pen, they had a brazier and he had a sword. And he was staunching the flow of the blood with this heated sword. And they looked pitiful, because these Highlanders had been marching throughout the winter and their provisions had been getting low. And most of them hadn't slept the night before the battle. As they later said themselves, "We were sent into battle on half an hour's sleep and a biscuit." So they are fairly pitiful looking, and of course they don't wear a uniform, the Highlanders. They had their regimental designations, but most of them were in civvies or Highland clothes and were rough with beards. It was April, it was still cold. So they looked fairly pitiful. Now the Butcher of Cumberland himself sees these men, and General John Campbell is there, and he says to General John Campbell, "Oh, they're pitiful, pathetic runts of men." And he says, "Don't be talking harshly against these men," he says. He says, "These men are good fighters, and they're loyal." He says, "Ah, there isn't a man amongst any of them could stand up to my men." He says, "I'll bet you there's a man amongst those 12 in that cage who could stand up to the best in this army." He says, "I'll bet you so many bottles of wine that you can't find a man in that cage to fight against the best swordsman." So General John Campbell, he goes into the cage and he says, this is the script of it, men," he says. "Is there one amongst you here who can keep a bit of Highland honour?" So none of the men said anything. They all looked at him. He says, "I've struck a deal," he says. "I wouldn't bet for the wine," he says, "but this is the deal. I'm not going to risk men's lives on wine." He says, "If any one of you can beat the best swordsman that Cumberland can find in the army, all of you can go free." So Fierce John, with his one hand, steps forward and he says, "I'll take him on." And the man says, "Oh, we don't know this, you've lost your hand." He says, "No bother," he says. But it was agreed that Fierce John was indeed the best swordsman in the cage. But it was agreed that the second best was Fierce John's brother, whose name we don't have. So the deal is struck. By this time, the best swordsman in the British army has been found, supposedly. It's one of the cavalrymen. And he's a good 6 foot, and of course the Highlanders are all about this big. So he comes out with these boots and his sword, and the two men are tilting at one another. And no one's getting the upper hand. And General John Campbell says, "You're not making a very good show of yourself, young man." And the man says, "Is it death that's at stake?" He says, "Aye, it is." So he closed with this cavalier man in no long time he'd done away with him. So the 12 men got their freedom, but the Butcher of Cumberland was so humiliated and so annoyed by this runt of a man killing his best swordsman that it is said that that's why he ordered all the other Highlanders, the wounded, to be butchered without cause.